Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato. That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Stephen, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the women.
Soy's just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Purpose. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Happy Saturday, and welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. In the intro, you heard several mentions about purpose, right? You heard several mentions about purpose, and in 2019, I want you all, I challenge you all to be purposeful, you know, to live in your purpose, walk in your purpose, be challenged and doing whatever it is that God has called you to do. And this morning, I believe he's called us all to pay attention to some things that's happening in our community, in our society, in our world. And we're going to talk about that a little more. But before we do, I want to welcome everyone to our second episode of our 10th season. So, yay, thank God for that. This is our second episode of our 10th season of Coffee Talk with Joy. So, kudos and thank God for allowing us to stay here on this platform and to keep coming out with content that we can talk about to empower and change people's lives. I want to recognize our sponsors that have helped us to make it happen. So, shout out to 70 Professional Counseling Services, who have always been a part of this journey for the past 2 years. So we shout out to them. They are also listed on our website. They are our recommended counseling service that we recommend you use at Southern Professional Counseling Services out of the Atlanta area. Also, support the calendar program, the 2019 calendar, Take Our Lives Back. Niecy Johnson is the founder of that organization in which calendars are being sold. There are 12 months, 12 beautiful women telling 12 unique stories about their cancer journey. Yours truly features in your September model. So do check that out. It's on the link as well. It's on our website. You should see it come up on the Facebook Live, Taking Our Lives Back calendar. Definitely support that. Also, our photographers, Deborah Stovall Photography. She's been great. She supported us all year. We do want to recognize her as she does do most of our photo sessions. And that's Deborah Stovall Photography. And last but not least, we have two more vendors to shout out. Let's see. We have Post Frenzy that does all of our social media posting. So if you don't have time to post and you're a busy small firm, practice, or organization, and you need support in posting your social media, do check out Post Frenzy Advertisement. Post Frenzy, they do the posting so you don't have to. All right, and last one is Blueprint 360. They do our website and all of our imagery that you see there. So definitely want to shout out to Tanya Harris for all the great work that she's been doing. And so that gives it up for all of our sponsors. Hooray for them. They make it happen. They make it happen. And we definitely appreciate them. And y'all know what comes up next. You know who comes up next. And that would be my right-hand man. He's always hanging out with me here in the cafe. And literally, he's hanging today because he is commuting in transit. But let's welcome to the cafe anyway, my man, my dog, Brandon. Good morning, B. How are you?
What up? Everything is peace. How you doing?
Well, I'm coming down with something.
Oh, you better not be.
Yeah,
I'm trying
to do this thing.
How do
you do it?
I need your energy up today. Right? So, I gotta ask. Does anybody in the Brew Nation watch Greenleaf? I mean, I feel like I'm late, but does anybody watch Greenleaf?
I definitely watch Greenleaf. I love Greenleaf. Yes, I've seen all the episodes. I didn't start out watching it, but I do now. Yes.
Yo, I'm on season 3. I'm not going to, no spoiler alert, but I'm on season 3. I'm losing my mind. All right. So before I go ahead and mess up somebody's binge, I'm not going to say anything else, but let me just say this much. That show is uber lit. Lit. So here's something else that I learned that was new this week, right? And now, maybe women do this all the time, but this is something brand new for me. I never knew that you could mix colognes. Like, one spray of this and then two sprays of that to, like, offset it and make your own blend. An old guy, also a pastor, told me this, and it's changing my life. Like, I'm doing the most right now, you know, so it's changing my life. And I will say that, everybody, tell me your, when you get a chance, tell me your favorite blend of cologne. I got to figure it out. All right. That being said, Soy, what do we got going today?
All right, so subject found us. We didn't find this subject found us. And as a matter of fact, I found myself last night doing research and trying to get in the minds of these children, these parents, these bystanders, these other responsible adults to kind of understand the positions that people would be in where they could sit back and watch child endangerment things happen. Now, as you know, the Super Bowl is coming to Atlanta, and Atlanta is taking a lot of precautions to identify the sex trafficking activity and to capture people who are doing it. So in some of the bathrooms that you see, they have notices and sayings and phone numbers for these girls to call if they're allowed to go to the restroom. So they're doing a lot of things and putting a lot of things out with cameras and everything so that they can catch it. And I've learned that Super Bowl weekend is the highest selling trafficking, well, actually, it's the most gross business in the entire world. They make billions of dollars this weekend in sex trafficking. So people all over the world will be trying to get here with these kids and these women and even little boys too, so that they can traffic sex and make all this money. And Atlanta is preparing for that. So my heart really has been hurt and achy because I feel like, how do we get out and support and talk about this? But before we can get ready for our February issue, lo and behold, who's in the media? Your boy, I hope not no more, R. Kelly, talking about what he has been doing over the past 20-so years with these little girls. So before we get into that, I just want to say that for the parents out there, in order for child endangerment to stop, we got to pay attention to our children. We got to pay attention to our children. You know, we got to make sure that they're in safe environments and listen to them, you know, and hold people accountable who have them in their care. You know, we got to do better with their safety. That's what I'm pleading for, Brandon. We got to do better with their safety. We can't just be entrusting our kids to anybody. You know, we got to stop that. And when they don't do right by your kids, you got to hold them accountable.
Facts. Facts. I completely agree with that. I got some other things that some of our parents, they're not going to really like too much, but that's okay. They'll get over it. Or agree with me. Either one.
What you got for me? What you got?
So there was a point in time where I said, in an abusive relationship, if you allow that to go on over the love for your child, you're selfish. I said that. Now, I caught some flack from it, but that's okay. Everybody knew that I was right. You know what I'm saying? So if you allow something like this to happen to your child, allow. Now, if you don't know, you don't know. Okay, I don't think you're a bad parent because something like that happened and it was on your watch. I don't think you're a bad parent. I will go as far as to say this, though. I will say this much. If you're in a situation, and for all my people that watch Greenleaf, where you knew about the situation and still chose to do nothing or not explore it, you are dead wrong, and there's a special place in hell for you. That's my thought.
Yeah, absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree, Brandon. I wholeheartedly agree. You know, like with some of the issue was going on with R. Kelly, where all of these adult people were aware of this and never said anything. I don't understand that. You know, and it touches my heart that as long as we've been on the air and the more people we talk to, I'm finding out that almost 2 out of 3 households, somebody was molested, and how common this is in our Black families. This has got to stop. We have got to stop doing this. We got to separate these kids in separate rooms. We got to watch these kids and talk to these kids, talk to them about their body and how important they are and how people should not touch their body, not their brother, not their sister, not their auntie. People should not touch their body. We got to talk to these kids. It's not right for our kids to be exposed. We got to stop this.
And that's another thing. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right again. Be a parent. Talk to your kid about what's right and what's wrong. Like, don't be shy to talk to your kid that you brought into this world about what should and shouldn't be happening with strangers touching body parts. Like, I will say this much. For everything that my family is and isn't, my mom and my grandma and my cousins, they made it very clear. You know, stranger danger and that nobody was supposed to touch me, you know, and my private parts. And they made it very, very clear that if anything like that were to happen, they would have been notified immediately. And I felt comfortable enough that if it ever did happen, I would be able to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? So parents nowadays, they wait for the school to do everything, and it doesn't work like that. Like, you can't wait for school to raise your children, you know, for you. You got to raise your children. School is just to teach them academically, but you have to raise your children. You got to be a parent.
5 and 6 years old. Did you hear our son? He was molested as early as 5 and 6 by his, and I hear it was by his sister. I didn't hear that part, but I heard that his sister was one of the persons that molested him. Did you hear that, Brandon?
So I heard something about that. And I was having a conversation at work the other day, and they said something like, oh, he was abused as a young person, and, you know, he went through all these traumatic events and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I feel for individuals like that. I really do. Make no mistake about it. I feel for individuals like that. I feel for people that had what's the proper term that I'm looking for? Their innocence taken away from them. That sucks. But it doesn't give you the right to go back and do it to everybody else now or to do it to young people now. In this particular country, there's an age range where you can be with an individual. So he's from a legal standpoint, because case in point, if this is another country, it might not be illegal, and there might not be any hoopla about it if this is a different country, right? So in this country, though, he's breaking the law, okay? In this country, he's doing something that's completely wrong. In this country and in our society, a grown man shouldn't be with what we consider a child, okay? Now, if he were to move to another country, it would be legal there. It would still be maybe morally wrong for us over here, but it will be legal there. He should move to another country if that's his if that's his prerogative. But he didn't, and he's here. And so he's wrong. And the thing that, the one thing that disgusts me, Soy, you ready for this? You ready?
Ready.
I saw this on Instagram, and he's still doing shows, and I believe he sold out. Now, I won't go as far as to say it was a big stadium or anything like that, but I will go as far as to say the joint was packed. So, that
what
disgusts me. And some of the women...
Where was the show?
He did a show somewhere. Like it was, I have no idea. I don't know. But he was on Instagram. Well, not he, but somebody posted it on Instagram. And what the girls were screaming, "You can kidnap me," or something like that. Like that's what I'm talking about. Like that's just crazy. That's crazy. That right there is absolutely nuts.
Wow. Choke me out with that one. Oh my goodness. Wow. You know, I talked with my daughter about it. Excuse me. I talked with my daughter about it last night, and because we were watching it and having a conversation about it. And one of the episodes, one of the young girls, one of the parents said that they will allow their daughter to go with them to go on tour and this, that, if the older sister could go. I don't know why any parent would consent to that. You know, nobody's going. She's not going. We're not interested in doing business when this is the reputation of him. I don't understand what parent will allow their child to do this. I'm telling you, I've tried to be understanding. I've tried to be objective. To me, it seems like it's all about the money. Ain't no way my damn child is going with R. Kelly. And she's 15 and 16. You ain't going in no room with him. You ain't going backstage. You know what I mean? I don't understand that. But at any point, they said that the older sister, right? The older sister goes there, some kick off, because now the older sister can't find a younger sister, and she ends up coming back, and they tell her that she cannot tell what happened, or they were going to kill her or kill the parents. Right? Okay. So I'm asking my 23-year-old daughter that, you know, because I'm wanting to believe that. Could someone blackmail you and do something to you or this family and say that if you told your mom, I would kill you? She said, I would tell you. And I hope that, you know, and I wanted her, I wanted to hear that because I wanted her to be able to be empowered to feel like, don't let nobody blackmail you. If anybody is going to keep something from your mother, is trying to harm you. You know, we will fight it together. You know, so for those kids who fear that, oh, if I tell, something's going to happen with my mother, that's the best bet you got. Tell anyway and let your mother protect you. Do not let anyone blackmail you. Because if it's not that, then you'll hold something else over your head. Don't give them the power. Don't give them the power.
So let me just say this. At my family, you gonna have we gonna call your bluff. We definitely right. gonna call your bluff. But this is where I'm coming from with that. Like you can't so like you can't intimidate me. You can't intimidate me to the point where I won't, you know, either protect my family or do what's necessary to notify my family, and it's never been like that. And that's another thing that's part of what I was saying. That's part of what I was saying about make your children, make your young people comfortable with being able to tell you things. Make them comfortable with being able to tell you something.
You know what? Speaking of comfortable, we got a clip that we want to share. I want you all to hear this. We got a clip that I want you to hear about a young one used to. Endangerment and sex trafficking, and what lured her into this kind of lifestyle. Check this out.
The environmental recipe that set victims up to be vulnerable to predators are poverty, sexual abuse, physical abuse, dysfunctional families, although I believe all families are dysfunctional, some even more so than others, which creates those voids that are within, opens the door. Those are the vulnerabilities. Whether your father's not home or he's never told you he loves you or he never gives you that hug, that creates a void where you seek that attention outside of home. You know, there's even sexual abuse increases those vulnerabilities in a sense where being with this trafficker, being with this pimp who protects me, who says he loves me, and yes, I'm physically abused, and yes, I'm sexually exploited, but it's a lot better than my stepfather coming into my bed every other night. Those vulnerabilities are some of the greatest when a lifestyle of sexual exploitation is better than what you have at home. From my experience, the critical point for a victim to leave the predator, to leave the trafficker, is when your will and desire to leave that lifestyle is greater than the risk that you have to take to walk away. Whether it means physical abuse, whether your family is threatened, that will and that desire to be beyond that point in your life is greater than the risk that you have to take. And even when leaving the lifestyle, just as with drug abusers, it takes practice. You know, it takes practice. It's not often that you just wake up one day and you're done with it. It takes time and time again of even going back into those relationships. Yes, even more than one time. And it's very similar to domestic violence relationships where it's hard to understand why that wife won't leave her husband beating after beating after beating. And there's a trauma bond and there's an emotional bond and there's the psychological bond is so strong that it affects, you know, the decision-making of whether to leave and whether to stay. The pivotal moment for me happened several times because it takes tons of practice. I left on numerous occasions and he followed and I went back. And my son, he was the deciding factor for me when I had to make a decision for him. And it took something outside of me to give me the courage to just walk away. And at that point, you know, it didn't matter. It didn't matter what happened. It didn't matter how it happened. And I literally had to fight my way out of that. The most important thing I would want the general public to understand is that they're victims. They're victims. You know, quite often you'll hear the words, you know, well, she's fast and she's promiscuous and she's this and she's that and she's up to no good and she'll never be anything. And the general public fails to realize that it started somewhere. She wasn't born that way. Mm-hmm. It started somewhere. And somewhere within that time before this point, she was a victim. She was a survivor before she even was sexually exploited. Mm-hmm. And to not turn away. A simple, are you okay? You know, is there anything I could do to help you? As well as,
okay. Powerful, powerful. Powerful message right there. I think what really captured me was when she talked about being vulnerable and how these predators, they scope you out. I don't know if you guys recognize that one of the things that came out of the R. Kelly story was that he was seeking these young girls out, and would send people to go get them. So they have like videos or things like that on MySpace at one time, or you know they're trying to become stars. And so he would use that hunger to be success to drive them in. They were vulnerable, you know. They wanted it so bad, and believe that this is the life I need to live. well, these are the things I need to tolerate to get this kind of life. And so I just think that it's so unfortunate that we do not take responsibility for teaching our children better about a quality of life. And even for some of the parents, Brandon, some of these parents was being bought too. Their silence was being bought, and they would allow their child to go. You know, one girl said she was getting $5,000 a month to be quiet. That's she was being paid not to speak. And so it just it's the vulnerability. It's sickening that people will exploit these children and women. You know, especially here in Atlanta, they, you know, to be a stripper here is like a come up. You know, and women want to do this because they see this is a way of getting further ahead in their lives and in their career. And that's just sad. It's sad.
And I'm going to have to agree with you completely on that one. So the disgusting part to me is that these people are pimping out their children. I mean, and there's no other way to slice this pie. If you took money to be quiet, or if you took money to allow your daughter to go, you're pimping your kid. You're no better than the guy in the yellow suit and big shoes and a nice car. You're a pimp. And the worst part about it is that you're not just pimping out some chick. You're pimping out your own damn kid. It's your own kid. And that's the part that's the crazy part about it. And I don't give a damn what happened to you as a kid. If you didn't get a hug from daddy and I don't care about all of that. None of that means jack diddly squat to me. Because you went through something does not give you the okay to do it to somebody else. And because didn't get a hug from mommy and daddy and they go out to be in an abusive relationship or allow themselves to be pimped, it's not because they didn't get a hug. I'm not buying that. It's not because they didn't get a hug. It's because they want to, okay? There's a choice there. The lady said on the clip that she needed something else outside of herself to do it. She chose to do it for that amount of time, and then it was her son's situation that was able to bring her out of that. And so I'll say to that the same thing I said before. She's not selfish. You see what I'm saying? Her kid pulled her out. The love for her kid was more than enough to take her out of that situation, and she probably thrived because of it. Other people that they stay in there, kid or otherwise, they're selfish. And if you pimp out your kid, you're dead wrong. There's no other way. There's no other way that anybody could tell me that there's a way that that's okay and that maybe we should understand his, maybe the word I'm looking for is proclivities, or maybe we should understand his condition. I don't have to understand shit. He's a psycho. There's no other way to slice that pie.
So, Lee, let me ask you this. Did you hear, so you know Kay Michelle had some kind of interaction with him, some whatever it was, relationship, kicking it, whatever you want to call it. They had some interaction where, like some of the other girls, she said she went to the house one visit, ended up staying, you know, get him in there. She said he made them a different drink every day. She said it was days when she would wake up and he played, like, in the night. He's so full of himself that every morning at 10 o'clock, throughout the house, he would play his songs. So, you know, at one period, he was playing Stuff in the Name of Love. Every morning he wakes up, it's throughout the house, it's loud. Everyone hears it. He has cameras all over the house. Now, she said she saw things, right? She kind of didn't want to say. I understand that. I don't understand why she would not have spoken up about these things. And I don't even like how she was telling the story for real. I kind of have a problem with that. But anyway, she said that there were women in the fish tank. He had this big fish tank where a shark was in it. He would have women in there nude. And if you walk up to the fish tank and put your hand on there, they would kind of mimic whatever you were doing. Did you hear that?
No, I never heard that one. As long as they're not three-year-olds, that actually kind of sounds cool. I mean, everybody's got a mermaid fantasy, you know what I'm saying? So that actually sounds kind of cool, but being R. Kelly, is probably some six-year-olds mingled, you know, mixed in there somewhere. So it's not really floating my boat right now.
I didn't like that K. Michelle would not. I didn't like that she didn't speak up. You know, especially when you were a woman who, you know, had an issue with a guy beating on you, and when you told, no one believed you. So I'm just like, you experienced it. How would you sit there, you know, and not say nothing about other women having these experiences? What was that about? Money.
Now, there's two things, and I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. Sometimes when you hang out with these stars, I will say this much: you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and basically what that means is anything that you see or that you're exposed to, you can never speak about it. So, or they'll sue the bejesus out of you. And so, if you sign that non-disclosure agreement, that could be why she didn't mention anything specifically. And then even if it's a criminal case, the binding contract that you signed prior to the crime or the admittance of a crime happening is still in effect. It's still binding. So you kind of can't say anything, because even if you go and testify, whether he's convicted or not, you know, he could still come back and sue you afterwards. All right. That being said, and I know we're getting pressed for time, but that being said, I'll go here. There was another thing on Instagram where a guy apologized to all women everywhere and said, that's not men. That's not all men. That's not what we do. This is an isolated individual. he obviously is not the only one, but this is one individual. This is not all men everywhere, and this is not especially all black men. This is his psycho ass doing this to women, and it's wrong. And so I'll also piggyback off that and say, you're right. I'm not going to apologize for that guy, because he made a choice, and there are other parents making a choice right along with him and taking hush money, which is completely crazy. I don't even get that. So I'm not going to apologize for that. But I will say this. Real men do not do that. Like real men, you use, and I use the term carefully, use women as partners, not as subjects. Okay? And I completely disagree with men needing women to be subjected to them. You know what I'm saying? I completely disagree with women that do it, but specifically men that put themselves in that position to have and think so less of themselves that they need to do that to a woman. Furthermore, especially a younger woman, especially a woman that is not mature enough to understand what you're doing.
See, that was so foul. I'm so proud of you right now. I don't forget. You said real men use women as partners, not as subjects. Oh my God! If we don't say anything else this year, you said enough today. That was powerful. For those listening on Facebook Live, if you think that was powerful, please retype that. Please share this. Share it, Karen. Like it, and share it. That was very powerful what Brandon said, and I really appreciate him saying that. And it's kind of awakened some things in me as well. So, I just would challenge us all to be attentive in what's going on in your family, in the economy, and especially with the upcoming week. Super Bowl weekend, as I mentioned earlier, is a high trafficking weekend, the most traffic in the world. And generally, it's higher traffic in the area where the Super Bowl is. Lots of men will be in the city of Atlanta, and lots of traffickers will be here exploiting women and children to please these men. So find your baby, find your daughter, see what you can do to keep your eye on them. And give them the protection that they need to keep them safe, to keep them safe. You want to say, let me share a couple of organizations with you. I promise that I will share for those who may need. Here are some organizations to help us up, to help us with trafficking. They are Out of Darkness, Beloved Atlanta, End It, and Not For Sale. You can Google those and get their website information and get support for you or loved ones, or if you just want to volunteer or donate. Out of Darkness, Beloved Out of Darkness, Beloved Atlanta, End It, and Not For Sale. My last statement is really just to appeal to people who have been hurt or traumatized by anything that we've discussed here on the show today. The information shared was done in a way to enlighten you, give you information, make you aware, make you accountable, but not to demean or to dehumanize anyone. If you are watching this and you are a woman who has been violated, I would strongly recommend that you get some help. Or if you know someone who's been violated, I would recommend that you get some help for them. We share a resource here in Atlanta, Sutney Professional Counseling Service. They are on the link, they're on the website, there's flyers there on Coffee Talk with Soy, so you can reach out to ask Candy Winfield. She's a licensed therapist and will be more than happy to help. She also does e-visits, and I don't know if this is the kind of thing that will qualify, but definitely start reaching out for help. You can do this. You can do this. All right, folks, it looks like we come to the end of our podcast, and we will see you next week here on Coffee Talk with Soy, where real talk happens every Saturday, every Saturday at 10 a.m. It's been a great week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I just love this show, Coffee Talk with Soy. That is your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank the listeners and the guests for joining me in the cafe today. What a wonderful time we had. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Don't forget to download the app Coffee Talk with Soy from your app store. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected. Stay connected, folks, by visiting the website CoffeeTalkWithSoy.com, as well as looking for us under your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. Remember, it's the size of you. Be great because you are awesome. Tell them Soy said so. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Put him on me, just like that. If he said he was already done.